Going to say a few words, and I have to hurry up because he's going to give me a signal if I go over. So, I was going to bring you all pictures of horses, and I got mixed up. But next year, you're all going to get pictures of this horse. Pictures of this horse. So, look forward. Look forward to that. And about that horse, the horse said, "Yay! Yay!" But that's not my way. I prefer to say, "Yay! Yay!" At least once or more each day, especially when it's God's way. The beauty, the endurance, the speed, the strength, the power to excel, the life, the love that our Father gives this beautiful stallion is yours also. Hold this thought in your mind and heart, and it will be yours. Though you may stumble, God will not let you fall. He upholds you. He guides you. Feel his love and protection around you like a vapor. You are his child, so precious in his sight. And you'll be getting pictures like this next year. Okay. Now, let's see, where is it? I wanted to give this, and I didn't have time, so I'm doing it first this time. Nellie's my sweetheart, really true blue, right from the start. She's my night and day joy. She's just everything, and that's no ploy. She's perfect in most everything, but one tiny thing bothers me. She teaches, watch your words, thoughts, and actions. But this gives me no glee. If your thoughts come before your actions, you could become history. Let your thoughts come first and determine your actions. I think a much safer way to go. I'm sure this way would lead to less woe. So watch your thoughts, words, and actions. A much better setup. When I first got MS, there was another girl about the same age, and she wrote about her MS, and I wrote about mine, and I'm going to read the two of them to you. I am a monarch butterfly caught in a jar. I flap and flap my wings, but I can't go far. I beat myself to death trying to escape. I'm so filled with panic, anger, and hate. I'm so tired and my wings are torn. There is little air left and my spirit is worn. I have so many dreams and fields of flowers to explore. I can't spread my wings anymore. Can't anyone see I'm not moving and I'm at the bottom of the glass? Please open this jar and do it fast. And then this other version. In my spirit, I can still run through tall green grass, dotted with dandelions. I can still run up that hill and down again. In my spirit, I can skip along a shady path, picking rocks and admiring the sky above all at the same time. In my memory, I can still run upstairs. I can still walk along the beach and pick the sand and feel the cool, frosty water rushing up to cover my feet. In my heart, I can still feel the beat and dance to the music. I can soar and glide with ease. There is no effort or pain, no heavy, dragging feet. In my spirit and in my dreams, my heart is so light, my steps are so sure. In my spirit, I am still strong. In my dreams, I still walk and run and dance. Now, which one did I write? Right. And you know, this dear lady passed away years ago. And I'm good for at least another 20. You know, I'm 82 now, almost 83. I know I'm good for another 20. God has a lot of work left for me to do. Okay, he's not giving me the signal yet.
No,
you didn't. Good. So that's a safe.
That's perfect. She did great.
I did have a lot more. There's one thing I would like to say. Helen Keller said it. Thank God for my handicap, for through them I have found myself, my work, and my God.
Thank you, Ruth. And Lou is going to break us with some words as well.
Every year I write a speech and then I can't read it, so I have to wing it anyway. I don't know why I bother writing it. Welcome, everybody. This is the Tuesday afternoon class, and we've selected as our theme, love. And so we want to talk about love tonight. As you know, there's many, many different kinds of love. Your love of your family, your friends, your classmates, not the least our love, special love we have for Millie. But I call that easy love. It's real easy to love your sister, your brother, your mother. But how about that guy that stands on the corner and begs you for money every time you pass? Do you send him good thoughts, or do you look the other way and pretend you don't see him? Most of us looks the other way and pretends we don't see him. And how about the guy that cut you off in traffic today? What did you say? Did you send him a good prayer telling you loved him, or did you sort of talk under your breath and wish him sort of bad luck the next time he cut in front of somebody? I know what I usually do, but I won't tell. There's many loves. You look at a newborn baby or a little puppy. Somebody had a little puppy in here tonight. You just automatically fall in love with them. But that drug addict that you see, that pick up the paper and you read about somebody beating somebody up and hurting them bad, it's very, very hard to say, oh, bless that person. He's had a hard life. I send him love. He needs our love. We just, both of us, me included, just don't do it. And I call that hard love. And we know that we're all sent here to this life walk on this earth to learn a lesson. And I just wondered if maybe that lesson is love. God is love. He tells us to love each other as we love our neighbors, as we love ourselves. But what if just the lesson that we're all supposed to learn is love? If we could love everybody on this earth as much as we love Millie, if everybody could do that, if you loved everybody on the earth, loved each other as much as we love Millie, we wouldn't need jails. We wouldn't ever have wars. There wouldn't be anybody ever hungry because you wouldn't let Millie go hungry. You'd go hungry yourself before you'd let Millie go hungry. And so I was thinking, maybe that's why we're here on earth. Maybe we're here that our life's work or our lesson is love. Not the love that we can give easily to someone, but the love that we'd like to give that person that doesn't, well, we feel don't really deserve it. Maybe they're here to teach us a lesson. Maybe that's why they're here on earth, is to teach us that we need to love them as we love ourselves. Now, Millie's promised that she's going to stick around long enough to teach me some of these things. And I'm telling you now, if she lives up to that, we'll be the two oldest people in the world. And there won't be anybody older than me, Millie. Because I think it's going to take her another couple hundred years to teach me all that. Because I'm a slow learner. I've been around here for a long time, and I don't think I've made too much headway. Because I feel when somebody does something to me, I don't have that first feeling of love. My first feeling is, ooh, what can I do to him? And I know that's not what Millie teaches. And you know that too. You know that she doesn't teach that. So I was just thinking, if we could take just one person a day that we ran into that sort of irritates us, that one that's a little snotty to us when we're trying to get waited on in the store, that ignores us, or somebody that says something that hurts our feelings real bad, if we could just take the time to stop in and say, okay, this is my lesson for the day. I'm going to send that person love. I'm going to try to love that person as much as I can. That would be a hard job to do. But I bet any of us, any day, we could find that person in our lives. Some way or other, you're going to run into that person. Very few of us go through a day that we don't. And you know, you go speeding down the highway and all of a sudden you see a cop car and you start, do I put on my brakes so he knows I'm speeding? Or do I try to just coast slowly so that he doesn't notice it? We should be thank God that cop's there. He might have slowed me down enough that I didn't have an accident. Or if he gave me a ticket, maybe he saved my life by stopping me, I might have not hit somebody down the road. But do we love that cop when he does that? I don't think many of us are going to sing good thoughts that night. So my message for the night is I'm going to try at least for a few days. I start things that I don't finish. I don't do as I do as I say. But I'm going to try that. I'm going to try that next person that does something that I don't like, I'm going to try to say, well, now Millie says send them love. Because they may be here to teach me a lesson. And it would be to my benefit to give them love, because, you know, even if we don't say it and nobody hears it, if we think it, God knows it. The angels knows what we're doing. So we haven't hid it from anybody, not even ourselves. And if you put out negative, you're going to get negative back. So maybe that would make our day a little bit brighter. Maybe we would hit the lottery. Maybe not. They tell me you have to buy a ticket first.
Yeah.
I bought all the tickets but one, that one ticket would win that I didn't have. So I figure, you know, I'm just saving somebody else the grief of me buying a ticket. But love, it's a hard thing. My daughter stood up here one time when she was working gangs, and she said her message was that one of the reasons it's so hard to break up gangs is that those gang members will die for each other. They will. Those kids have never had love in their family. Their mother's probably a drug addict. Their father's probably in prison if they know who he is. So they connect with a gang. Now they've got the attention and the love, even if it's the wrong kind of love, that they've never had in their life. And that's why it's so hard to break them up, because it's hard to replace that. It's hard to tell you, okay, you have to give that up and go back to not have anything. And so she says that love was the main thing that holds the gangs together. And that's why that they think of their love is only for each other, no one else. But the gangs are tight that way. And that's why the kids get into them, for that attention and for the things that the gang will give each other. They will steal for you. They will kill for you. But is it still a type of love? So there's many kinds of love out there. I'd like to say that all of us is always giving out the best kind of love, the very best. But we can't always do that. And as I said, I'm the main example of that. So I would love for just one day everybody in the world to love everyone. Would that be? It would be heaven on earth. It would be so great that it would be, you would hate to go to sleep at night because you'd miss a minute of it. A minute of it. Think about it. Think of the love. You come into church here, you can feel love. People, I mean, you don't have to see it. You don't have to feel it, look for it. It's just here. People just automatically love you when you come through the door. You know that when you come here that there's going to be love. Wouldn't that be great to have that for everybody? Wouldn't you wish that for everyone? Even, what's his name, Bin Laden or whatever it is over there? If we could love him, could you do that? I don't know if I could. I'd like to say I could, But would I be lying to myself? Probably. Because you think of all the bad things you've done. But then again, is he an example? We have, God put many examples on earth for us. Is that our lesson? Is that really our lesson on earth that we're here to learn? Just to give love? What do you think, Lily? Could that be our life's lesson? Is learn how to give love to everyone?
Oh, just try.
Try is all we can do. But if we just give it